faucet, but I want to pay for it. Can I buy some air? You got some air back there? Can I buy your garbage? You know, I mean, water free, man. We used to drink it out of water holes. You know, I mean, I stopped drinking a while ago, man. I had to stop drinking, dude. Man, I was terrible. I only drank for two reasons. One was because my car always ran a lot smoother when I got drunk. And two,
I drink to change my personality. I'm no use walking around being the same asshole all the time. Get drunk, be somebody else. Did anybody ever get so drunk that when you came to, you couldn't believe you were still alive? God, you gonna slept on the floor, got rug prints all over your face, and a pack of cigarettes in every pocket. And you don't even smoke. What's the first thing you think about when you come home drunk like that, too? Second thing. You hungry. You hungry, but you can't cook because you have burned the damn house down. You know, you do dumb shit when you're drunk like that, man. You're a fry oatmeal. Sit down, bitch. I ain't got time to boil this shit. I'm gonna fry this shit. I don't give a damn, boy. That's crazy, man. And then stop smoking that weed, too, boy. Well, they got that new shit. Them youngsters don't be, they got that Snoop Dogg, Sticky Icky, no sticks, no seeds, no sticks. Ooh, weed. Youngsters came and got me smoking that stuff, man. And they just left my ass. It's a cold thing, because like I'm watching their ass, right? And it ain't the old weed like we used to smoke, right? They smoking this shit, and every time they take a hit, they coughing, throwing snot, coming. I'm like, damn, and my dumb ass wants some of it. Hurry up and pass this shit. I'm waiting on them to pass it to me. So I smoke some of this stuff, man. And they just leave my ass. So I'm just stuck by myself. And I'm just stuck. I feel my heart beating. No, I'm scared to move. Cartoons ain't even funny. I'm just stuck. I'm like, what they put in this shit? This ain't normal, bud. Right? Then I start thinking crazy shit. Said it's 7-Eleven open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why the hell do they need locks? I said, damn. And I can't move thinking this shit. If a turtle loses a shell, is he homeless or is he naked? I just want to breathe right now. God damn. Somebody help me. I said, if I put some skinny jeans on and fart, will my neck blow up? I'd never touch that shit again. Never mess with that stuff, boy. Hell no. Hey, I see a lot of young people here, right? But y'all, I know you think you know everything, but y'all don't know shit from shampoo. I'm gonna do a little test for you. If you go into an elevator and there's a man in there in his boxers, he got a big ass machete in one hand and a big ass booger hanging out of his nose. It's safe to say he don't want to hear nothing. You just hope you ain't getting off on the same floor as this guy, right? Now, when I said booger, a lot of y'all said, oh, God, why'd he bring up a booger? Boogers scare people. You can rob a bank with a booger. Give me the money, asshole. Give me the money. Hey, man, what the fuck? Hey. Just take it. It's my damn money. Hey, just don't tell me that booger. And then when the police come, they say, was he armed? He had a booger. It wasn't my goddamn money. Hell no. Getting older, man. Getting older ain't good, man. I mean, can't see, I'm straight no more. I'm gonna be thinking I'm seeing like two things, and it's just, I'm just getting old. I remember going to the doctor's office, and the eye chart was right in the same room. Now it's in the hallway. I can't see that shit. What the? Now bring it closer, brother. I can see the top and say, you're right. That's it. I'm getting old, man. I can't spell. I heard since can't spell, man. Man, if I had to spell something to save my mama sometime, if somebody had my mama hostage and said, spell Mississippi, I'd look at my mama, like, mama, look at me. I love you, mama. God knows I love you. Stop talking, motherfucker! what the? Okay, hold on, hold on. Mississippi? Mississippi got like 12 S's in it, don't it? Oh, fuck, Mama. Man, give me another word so my mama can say it. I can save my mama life. I can say tomorrow. Probably. I'm just too fucked. Mama dead. She just gone, man.
Hey, I love you. What kind of hat you got on, motherfucker? God damn. Like a prairie dog up in that motherfucker. God damn. Wow. God, my boy, you really cold. You got one on your chin, too. God damn. I love you, Ray. I just had to say that because I've been looking at that much to clean that, baby. Cocked that one way, H2. Hey, man. Okay, I'm going to do a ghetto check in here, right? If you ghetto, clap your hands.
This would be a hell of a more than that.
Here go the test, then. Here go the test. If you have a receding hairline and a ponytail or cornrows, your ass is ghetto. All right, ladies, if you and your mama was pregnant at the same time, your ass is ghetto.
Yeah, your ass is ghetto.
And if you buy bootleg DVDs and complain about the quality, your ass is ghetto. You are ghetto, right? So I just came from Vegas, man. I'm born and raised in Vegas. I went home to visit, man, my boys. Man, they took me to a strip club called the Mint. I ain't even into that shit, but I know why they call it the Mint, because it was like the basement. You know, these girls came out. You know how most strippers got names like Alizé, Hennessy, Cabassier? These girls had names like Sprite, Hot Water, Gatorade. Oh my God, damn, what the fuck? You know how some of these ladies got nice shoes on in here? These strippers came out in house shoes, flip-flops. One of them came out, oh, little Tony, why did you? I was like, this is, yeah, it's all. And then I was getting ready to leave, right? And I peeked in the back a little bit, and they was back there praying. Put your hand in, Gatorade, come on. You can't pray about stripping. You cannot pray about stripping, man.
R. Kelly got a new sex video out. New sex tape. That's on BET, TMZ, all that, yeah. R. Kelly getting busy doing his thing. And then Puff Daddy come on the screen. This is the remix. This is Puff Daddy everywhere, ain't it? I mean, they're all messing up the video.
Doing his thing, man.
Oh, man. Let me check y'all. I forgot I was tucking this belt. This thing in. My boy, this belt costs $400. I'm tucking everything in. Robes. Jackets, sweaters, $400. I'm tucking everything in, huh?
Forget that.
Okay, we're gonna get with this one then. I see y'all like the Puff Daddy, so I'm gonna scratch that. Take that off of there.
Okay, man.
How many of y'all remember the first time making love? Who said that, one? Somebody said that.
I should have known.
You probably had that hat on and some boots. That's it, Ray. Just that. Hey, well, I remember the first time I made love, man. She was fine. Well, I took her to a nice French restaurant called Jacques in the Box. And took her to a tiny meat pocket, right? And she was old school, right? She was old school. We went to her house, man. She had a strobe light in her house, man. She was playing that old song, Car Wash, with the head. Some of y'all youngsters don't know about Car Wash, but it was popping up in that motherfucker. So, man, next thing you know, I opened one of my eyes up, and I was laying in my bed. And what I thought was that it was Car Wash playing, turned out to be my hand. And what I thought was that strobe light turned out to be my clapper lamp going off and on. I fuck around carpal tunnel sometimes. I see them walk up, right? I need somebody up here. Come up here, man. You look happy. Come on.
What's your name?
Bo.
Bo.
Bo. No, Bo.
Where are you from, Bo?
Tennessee.
No one. You got to start. So have a seat, man. I'm going to make you stand up.
Oh, you're falling out, dude.
God.
Okay, hold your hands out. You got a red. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, clap for Bo so he'll feel all right, man. I don't want him to get all messed up up here. Okay, hold your hand up so they can see. Them people probably can't see over there, but we're going to. There's a blonde lady, a brunette, and a redhead, right? When I tell you to pinch the blonde lady up, pinch her up with the other hand.
What is this?
The blonde lady. Any one of them hoes, I don't give a fuck. Pinch one of them up, rub it on the side of your face.
Just is that my face?
Rub, grab this lady. No, not the whole hand, yeah. We gonna shorten this joke up for you. Come on, just grab all three of them hoes up with this hand. Just grab all three of them up. All like that. Now, none of that hand. Now, shake them. That's the first time you had said it. Both of my joke up. Get your ass off the stage. I ain't picking down another motherfucker from San Jose. I should have got Ray. I know Ray would have got busy up there. Ah! Ray would have got busy up in there, huh, boy? I bet the first time going down on a woman, too, boy. Woo-wee, boy. I had a bad experience coming up. Right? I was down there. He taught me to do ABC. And I caught a cramp in my tongue. Ah! I know she would help me rub that motherfucker out. And I kept getting it wrong, and I must have had a little piece of bread along in the back of my tooth from lunch, and she had a yeast infection. Look, you act like, oh my God, Yeah, she had a yeast infection, right? And then, you know it's 98.5 inside the mouth, man. And my jaws got tired. I was like, damn, I'm tired of this shit, right? And my jaws got tired, I closed my mouth. And that yeast in that bread, and my jaw swole up, boom. And I spit out a muffin, boom. I said, bitch, you got a problem, bitch. She ain't got no problem. I said, watch this. I picked her panties up, stuffed them in the microwave in 3 minutes. When it went ding, I opened up, it was a loaf of bread with a panty, boy. I said, bitch, you got a problem, right? Your ass got a definite problem, man.
Definite problem. She said, wow, yeah, we don't know where you get that shit from. We guys. We don't know nothing about that.
Man, it's kind of hard getting a girl drunk when you're sick and when you don't drink, man. You know, it's kind of hard doing that, man. You know, I have a glass of water. You want a shot of his? You want four of them? Damn. Right? So I'm like, she want four shots of Hennessy, sir. And he goes, oh man, so when she gets drunk, I forgot what I was going to say. But it don't matter. It don't matter. I'm going to go to the next one. Hey, it don't matter. Let's scratch that one. Dating is hard, man. I remember the first time I went on a date, man, and we went back to my house, you know, after having dinner. And we were sitting there, and you know, you have got to be careful. These women don't tell you they got boyfriends, man. So we went back to my house, we chilled there about a half hour to knock on the door. I got up off the door, it was a big dude. About 295 pounds, 6'4". He said, what are you doing with her? I looked at him dead in this motherfucker, and I said, I was cutting her hair. And you just gonna have to wait. And whooping my ass over that bitch.
That's what's not happening.
Yeah, me and my girl, we don't argue a lot, right? But when we do, it's usually about money. She's mad because we don't have none, and I'm mad because we did. You know, we've been trying to make a baby for about 6 months, no luck.
The hell?
You're gonna be a failure or something, ain't nothing better than that, right? So she had told me to go to one of those fertility clinics. See, I had no problem. I knew what they wanted. I just didn't know how they got it. I didn't know if the doctor took matters into his own hands or if it was like a dairy or something. You know? I don't know how they do that, right? So I had a friend that did this. So I went over and I said, hey, man, what's up with this potato? He said, it's nothing, mess. He said, you go down there, they give you a cup and a magazine, and you go into the little room and do what you always practice at. I said, well, here, all this is a history I don't have. But I'd be a little embarrassed. Hey, this isn't doing anything for me. Can I get another issue? Right? So I say, okay, I go down to this place, go to the counter. I said, get out here. She give me a little cup. No magazine. Just a cup. I said, well, my imagination's good as any. So I take the cup, go down to the little room, and do what I always practice at. Right? But I wanted to wait a little while. I didn't want to come out too fast. It's like something talking circus freak. You know what I mean? So I came out and I found a lady and I said, here you go. She grabbed a cup. She said, we don't do that here, sir. All I wanted was a urine sample. I have never been so embarrassed in all my life. And my girl, she told everybody. My own mama called me up and said, I heard what you did in the cup. I'm like, God, God, boy. I said, God, that is just wrong. That is wrong. That's wrong. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. Halloween just passed, right?
Yeah.
So how many of y'all like candy?
Yeah.
None like candy, right? I'm going to end it with this. Well, it was just another payday. And I was walking down Fifth Avenue when I bumped into this baby named Ruth. Yeah. She asked me if I would like to have a drink. I said, yes, we went to Mr. Good Bar. While at Mr. Good Bar, she said her sugar daddy died and she inherited $100,000. I said, is that right? Stand with this bitch. As we asked Mr. Goodbar, we heard a horn blow. It was Mike Knight punk ass from the hood. We gave him the mother finger, right? We went to her house. She gave me a Hershey's kiss. I grabbed her Reese's cups, and she snickered. She grabbed my Chico stick axe so she could blow our pops. And we ended the night ungraciously. Thank you guys for looking at this.